Broadcasting live from the Annex Wealth Management Studios at The Avenue in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. It's time for The Upswing on WTMJ, presented by Horicon Bank, the natural choice for all your banking needs. Showcasing businesses, entrepreneurs, and community leaders throughout the great state of Wisconsin. Here's Jeff Sherman.
'Cause I'm gonna make this place yours.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, Milwaukee. Oh, yes, we thought the RNC was big. This week and this coming weekend, maybe the biggest weekend in greater Milwaukee. One of the biggest we've seen in a long, long time. The business of tourism continues to boost the area. Let's just do a quick little rundown here. The 14th annual Milwaukee Brew Fest is at McKinley Park this weekend. German Fest, one of the largest German festivals in North America, sets up at Henry Meyer Park at the Summerfest grounds. The Air and Water Show happened this weekend. Plus, today begins five straight days and nights at Rainbow Summer at the Marcus Performing Arts Center. Live music, food, and more, including these massive inflatable arcs that you just have to see. If you're downtown, you got to see on the lawn at the Marcus Center. Just amazing. And today also is the final day of the 144th annual meeting for Northwestern Mutual. This year's theme is Limitless. They conduct the majority of their business for this conference from 9 to noon today. So I really wanted to have a representative from Northwestern Mutual on. It just didn't pan out. I always appreciate and love this event, mainly because it's a local company with its commitment to holding the conference here each and every year. But also, there is like this real vibrancy that comes to downtown Milwaukee with the families of agents, regulars, and since, again, it happens each and every summer, the agents have this, well, this sense of agency. They have their favorite restaurants. They have their favorite spots. They frequent them year after year. And, you know, while it seemed like everyone from the RNC loved the realness of Milwaukee and how easy the city was to get around, Northwestern Mutual agents have this sense of home. It's where their company was born, and they come back each and every year, and it really creates this cool sense of pride. Frank DiMeglio is the managing partner for Northwestern Mutual downtown Milwaukee. His office has locations, obviously, right here in Milwaukee, in Brookfield, Franklin, Mequon, and Racine. Just a few stats that I got from Frank today. Close to 11,000 Northwestern Mutual financial advisors, along with their teams and families, are gathered in Milwaukee through today. $20 million economic impact to the region. Attendees are frequenting, obviously, restaurants all over, but occupying 35 different hotels across downtown Milwaukee, as far out as Brookfield and Wauwatosa. The annual meeting, it's a Milwaukee tradition, right? Thousands of corporate employees in the area, large number of financial professionals. I asked them, you know, what does it mean to have all the agents home each and every year? And he said they used to wear just one or two ribbons. You know, you see the lanyards all over town. But now there's several. It's getting longer and longer with the ribbons all the way down, you know, to the belt buckle for a variety of milestones. Also, different this year for the Northwestern Mutual Conference, it's not happening at Fiserv. It's happening at the Summerfest grounds. But it's not the first time Northwestern Mutual has held its annual meeting outdoors. In 1890 to 1904, the annual meeting was held in a temporary pavilion on the roof of the former Northwestern Mutual building. So a lot of little nice tidbits. I'm going to come back from the break. We're going to give you some more information on Northwestern Mutual's conference here in downtown Milwaukee, and then some insights on the Harley-Davidson homecoming later in the show. The night market is back tomorrow. We'll talk to one of the vendors. And the Trade Hotel just outside the Deer District turns one. We'll talk to the general manager and one of the owners of that facility. This is The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman. The business of conventions continues all week with Northwestern Mutual wrapping up its 144th annual meeting of agents. A couple more tidbits from the downtown office of Northwestern Mutual that I got. I asked just, you know, how old are the typical agents? I see a lot of families come to this convention. And Frank DiMaglio told me, even as the average age of the advisor is increasing nationwide, the average age of the Northwestern Mutual advisor is going down, keeping with its strategy to intentionally engage prospective clients when they are younger and emerging in their career. On average, the customer base for clients at Northwestern Mutual is 32, almost exactly in line with the average age of the financial representative, who is the recruit, is about 31 at Northwestern Mutual. I also wanted to know how many team members are in Frank's office here. He's at about 40 representatives this year. I asked him for an update on the new campus development right here in downtown Milwaukee. He told me that there's no major updates to share at this time, but that the project is on track and the deconstruction of the current building is expected to continue through the balance of 2024. Also this weekend, there's a new regular fest on the festival docket. The second annual Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival is this weekend. Or, even better, let's just call it the 121st anniversary party for the company. A quick summary. This year's festival, it's a celebration, obviously, of motorcycles. But in particular, everything is centered around Willie G. Davidson, the grandson of one of the Milwaukee-based motorcycles company's founders. According to the company, all Harley-Davidson homecoming festivities and venues are going to honor Willie G. Throughout imagery and activations, a couple key items. We've talked about it on this show several times, but that 4-plus acre parking lot that used to be for the employees at Harley-Davidson has been turned into a multi-million-dollar green space and outdoor amphitheater called Davidson Park. This park is going to host the official homecoming opening ceremony with Harley executives and the Davidson family members at 4:30 p.m. on Thursday. Davidson Park is then going to be full of family-friendly activities all week. There's a big STEM event on Friday. There's an interactive art and culture fair and local food and music, a vintage motorcycle showcase on Saturday. Veterans Park, of course, is going to be the home for all the concerts and activities on Friday and Saturday. It's going to be the venue for country music headliners Jelly Roll and Hardy on Friday, and then the Red Hot Chili Peppers on Saturday. Also at Veterans Park, Nitro Circus, Monster Energy athletes are going to showcase their skills in freestyle motocross, BMX, skateboarding, and a bunch of different wild contraptions three times daily at Veterans Park. What's happening at the Harley-Davidson Museum on 6th Street? Well, Kenny Wayne Shepherd is going to perform a free concert there on Thursday. You're going to also have, obviously, tours, but you can get to the powertrain operations facility in Menomonee Falls for free demo rides, see all the new 2024 bikes, police skill demonstrations, lessons, and a whole lot more. A friendly reminder, a lot of people have asked this question, when is the big Harley parade downtown? There isn't a parade this year associated with the event, so you'll have to wait, hopefully for next year, to bring that back. But speaking of downtown, the Milwaukee Night Market is back tomorrow night. It's a free event that features more than 100 local vendors, artists, performers, transforming the Westtown neighborhood into this really exciting fusion of everything great that the city of Milwaukee has to offer. It starts at 5 p.m., runs through 10 p.m. West Wisconsin Avenue will be closed at 10 a.m. for setup at 2nd Street to Velar Phillips, along the mid-block closures at North Martin Luther King Drive between Wells and Wisconsin. So just keep your eye open for those closures, but make sure you get downtown. A variety of local, diverse, wonderful vendors, including our next guest who's going to join us. He has been at the Milwaukee Night Market almost from the beginning. A friendly reminder, too, Sandy Max's show, What's on Tap, will feature a bunch of different segments on Night Market Vendors. So make sure that you watch and listen to what's on tap. Coming up next, one of the true legacy vendors at the event from 414 Milwaukee. Tourism and events, the business never stops here in Milwaukee. I'm Jeff Sherman, and this is The Upswing. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Downtown continues to come alive each and every day, all week long. Not only Northwestern Mutual wrapping up its convention today, but the Milwaukee Night Market hitting the streets right here in the heart of the state of Wisconsin, downtown Milwaukee, Westtown, one of the legacy vendors. Wow. Fred, I think you were you at the very first Night Market?
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
Right, I am great. How are you this morning?
Man, I'm loving this morning. It's another good day to be alive, man. So, yeah, I was there at the very, very first one, and I think I've only missed a few, like, on one hand. It's the one I look forward to the most every year because I think, you know, I think that was like 10 years ago when Jeremy, Ian, and Angela kind of had this vision to do an alternative street-type festival, where the focus was on, you know, vendors. And that was like the main dish, and everything kind of coalesced around that. And so since then, everyone is kind of, you know, they show up at their best. Yeah. They, you know, they make great stuff. People who do this day in and day out, and they get a chance to share it with the rest of the city. And then when you look around, you ask yourself, my gosh, where do these people come from? Like, this city looks so good. You know, every time I do it, I'm like, man, I can't believe you live here, or, you know, you're passing through, or, you know, there's a convention and you guys are like, what's going on in Milwaukee? And you make new friends every time.
Without a doubt. Fred Gillick is the owner and creator of 414 Milwaukee. So, Fred, give us kind of the baseline. Tell us about the brand itself.
Yeah, of course, man. So the brand is basically to celebrate, you know, all the rich pockets and neighborhoods of the city, and to do it a little bit differently, a little alternatively. So the idea is, you know, because, you know, we're a growing city, we've got a lot of roots, we're diversifying, we're getting stronger every day, is to kind of project this alternative city spirit. And that's like, you know, not to say that we don't, you know, the idea is, how do you build a brand around Milwaukee that's not around beer, cheese, brats, sports, and Harley? You know, Yeah. That's kind of what we're known for. And those are all great things, and that's right. Part of our past, and it's rich, and it's, you know, it sustains us, you know, but also I think there's a lot more creativity with a lot more people expressing themselves the best way that they know how, and that's changing like daily, and it's changing fast, and so a lot of people identify differently now, and so that's always been the goal with, you know, when you travel wearing 414 stuff, it's kind of like, oh, I didn't know Milwaukee was this cool, and it's like, well, I'm glad you asked, let's talk about it.
Right. Yeah, it kind of gives you that baseline, and selling it at the Night Market. I always say with the Night Market, and yeah, we're talking about Northwestern Mutual in the first segment and Harley Davidson Homecoming in the second segment, and how the Night Market is that perfect intersection of both. You have the 63-year-old CEO walking through an event next to the 13-year-old from the south side of Milwaukee. And you really get that like diversity of community coming together, not for a drinking event, not for a eating event. Yes, you have both of those there, but it's to build community and to see what the city's all about.
Absolutely. And I think they've done that the best. And as it grows, like, you know, I always envision the thing being like five blocks deep, you know, just because it's you know, there's so much to offer and there's so much to share. And so when you have that hub, that place, you actually get time, because you have more time to do it, to talk to people and to find out what their story is and what's going on in their world.
Yeah.
And that's always intriguing to me, because I'm always like, every time I do this, I'm like, I had no idea.
Yeah.
And that's the greatest gift I can possibly get is like, I guess now I know why I continue to do this.
Yeah. I only got about 30 seconds here. I might have you stay on and so I can ask you one more question when we come back from the break. I want to know just, you know, you've been doing fashion business in Milwaukee for a long time and probably had some fun entrepreneurial challenges through the years, right?
Sure.
But I want to know, like, hey, is Milwaukee becoming a more friendly community for fashion entrepreneurs?
Absolutely.
Okay, we'll do that when we come back from the break. Fred Gillich is the owner and creator of 414 Milwaukee. He will be at the Milwaukee Night Market tomorrow night with over 100 additional vendors along Wisconsin Avenue and more right here in West Town. Welcome back to The Upswing, presented by Horicon Bank. Wrapping up our discussion regarding the night market, the Milwaukee night market that sets up shop tomorrow night right here in beautiful downtown Milwaukee. Fred Gillich is the owner and creator of 414 Milwaukee. So, Fred, first, thanks for taking the time this morning. I appreciate it.
Hello?
Hey, yeah, oh, still with us. Is Milwaukee becoming more of a friendly city for entrepreneurs and specifically fashion entrepreneurs? You know, I know starting a brand from nothing and scaling it, it's not easy.
No, it's not. And I started this 24 years ago with a sticker from this other brand that I created called Too Much Metal. And I took that basically with no money in my pocket. And it resonated mostly because there was this 80s revival thing going on. And it's like, well, hey, I remember the 80s pretty well. I'm a geezer. And let's do this. And then so it kind of caught some wind. And I took it around the country, around the world, took it to Coachella a couple of times, Lollapalooza. And what I discovered along the way was that a lot of people had this misconceived idea of what Milwaukee was. And so around 2012, I thought, wow, if we're going to do a Milwaukee thing because we're kind of on deck, let's do it at least from an original, authentic place about the city that rings true. And so, you know, then it was like, you know, whatever money I scraped from that, I put into this. And, you know, it's like almost like a 24-year overnight success is what it feels like.
All right.
There's some challenge in that. And I think, I stuck to it. And it's like if you have a vision, you love what you're doing, it's coming from a real place, it's going to resonate. And people see that because of, you know, they see the dedication. And I think a lot of kids are doing that now. And, you know, they get to express themselves differently because it's been shown how. You know, it's like I've demonstrated it. And so they get this courage to express themselves. And then they see it in other places. They go online for inspiration and then they travel.
Yeah.
And when they travel, they bring what they've learned back. And then they go, well, this is who I am and this is what I can do. And that really wasn't the case years ago. And I think, you know, the accelerant was probably, you know, the internet and just the availability of people being able to see things and then getting curious and then acting on that curiosity.
Yeah. Well, I always appreciate you representing your hometown well with 414. And, you know, no matter where you're listening from or where you're engaging with this show, wear your area code, wear your hometown with pride tomorrow night.
Yes.
Fred and his 414 brand and many other vendors will be right here at the Milwaukee Night Market. Fred, thanks for taking time this morning, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Yeah, at the corner of Milwaukee and Wisconsin, MLK in Wisconsin.
All right, very good. The Trade Hotel, an autograph collection hotel, and the official hotel at Deer District is celebrating its first anniversary. NCG Hospitality is the developer and owner of the Trade Hotel. Rich Lunt is the general manager. Andy Inman is the chief development officer at NCG. 1 year in the books. When we come back from the break, the RNC in the rear view, Northwestern Mutual here right now. We're going to get their reflections on year one and what they're working for in the future in the Deer District. This is The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, and you're listening to WTMJ. Woo! Welcome back to the Upswing. The Trade Hotel is the official hotel at Deer District, celebrating its first anniversary. NCG Hospitality is the developer and owner of the Trade Hotel. Rich Lunt is the general manager. Andy Inman is the chief development officer at NCG. Rich, Andy, thanks for joining us. Thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks for having us on, Jeff.
Sure. So you have 1 year in the books. You got the RNC in the rear view. You have Northwestern Mutual agents in town. You have Harley-Davidson in town now. Give us your reflections of year one with a brand new hotel and brand that's just north of Deer District.
It's really been an exciting first year. The RNC was just really a fantastic way to kind of culminate the first year. I thought RNC was just a great opportunity to showcase Milwaukee and all that it has offered to the nation, but also really the world. And being inside the security perimeter meant the Trade Hotel, we received a ton of visibility, the convention attendees and media. Beyond the RNC, it's really been just a learning experience. We've had two summer fests, a full buck season, which was great. We're just honored to be such an important part of the growth and evolution of Deer District.
Yeah, and you just got the number 4 spot on USA Today's 10 Best Reader's Choice list for Best New Hotel. So that's got to be a good accolade to get in your first year.
Yeah, it's really an honor for everyone who worked on the Trade Hotel. We had a branding team, design team members, all the tradespeople who built the hotel, and now Rich and the operations team. It's really an honor for them, and it's an honor for the city of Milwaukee. And for those listening that might not know the story of the Trade is part of the Marriott's Autograph Collection. And their tagline is uniquely like nothing else. So each autograph has to come up with its own brand for the hotel. And for the Trade Hotel, we actually branded and designed the hotel to honor the rich history of the city of Milwaukee. And specifically all the industries and trades that grew the city of Milwaukee in the early days, starting with Solomon Juneau and the trading post that he founded, mm-hmm. All the coopers, tanners, machinists, breweries that followed him. And the story of the Trade Hotel captures that gritty history of the city of Milwaukee and combines it with the concept of the hardworking hand and the gentle touch of Midwestern hospitality. And ultimately, I think the USA Today Award is a recognition of all of that, and importantly, all of the great things that the city of Milwaukee has to offer.
Yeah, and you can really see a lot of those elements. I mean, that's infused throughout the entire development, has a really impressive look and feel to it. What were some of the kind of unique challenges and surprises you've had in year one, just with a new brand in a new location? And obviously, you have hotels in other cities, but kind of a new market for you.
I arrived in Milwaukee in February of 22, and of course, we were just coming out of the pandemic. And one of the things we spent a lot of time on that we were really incredibly worried about was staffing the hotel. We weren't sure quite what to expect, and actually that's turned out to be the least of our worries. That's the interest in the Trade has been just really off the charts, and we're so excited that most of our employees are from the city of Milwaukee, and just really grateful to them. Probably the actual biggest challenge is meeting the demand. We knew the hotel would do really well, but just really right out of the gates with Summerfest, just the interest in of staying here, making it a weekend of events, concerts, valet, the demand for Kraft and El Chervo has been just so much greater than we anticipated. It's just making sure we have the right amount of staffing and able to meet that demand. That's been the hardest thing. And, 1 year down, we feel pretty confident how things work. But that has been probably the biggest learning experience.
All right. Rich Lunt is the general manager. Andy Inman is the chief development officer at NCG Hospitality. When we come back from the break, specifically, Andy, I want to ask you, I mean, there's a lot of talk about kind of in the national space, continued development, pricing pressures, the real high-end places are doing well, the really good lower-end bargain places are doing well. How do you mend the marketplace knowing that high end and low end is doing well? But what's happening in kind of that middle space and what you're seeing in Phoenix and Madison and continued in the Milwaukee market? This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. We're sponsored by Horicon Bank. Oh, Welcome back to the upswing. 1 year of the Trade Hotel here in downtown Milwaukee. Rich Lund is the general manager. Andy Inman is the chief development officer at NCG. Andy, what are you seeing nationally in terms of the hotel space? Obviously, interest rates and kind of pricing pressures, but what are you seeing at your hotels in Phoenix and Madison?
That's a great question, Jeff. And I think, you know, from my perspective, as the chief development officer, it's a challenging time to make any project work and get projects and deals to make sense with the high interest rates, high construction costs. We're starting to see, you know, some signs of relief there. Construction costs aren't going to come down, but they are leveling off. We're seeing that nationally for the most part. Interest rates, it seems like the Fed is signaling they'll start to relax rates and take some pressure off that. But ultimately, it comes down to real estate. We develop in primarily in the Midwest and Southwest, and it comes down to picking good real estate and good sites that we can operate a hotel at a fair rate, an attractive rate. It really doesn't matter if you're buying a 2x4, so if you're putting it in a luxury brand or an economy brand, the cost of that is still the same. So mm-hmm. It really has challenged our team to look holistically at how we build the building, try to do so cost effectively, look at ways we can pull through some special, unexpected moments for the hotel guest mm-hmm. without going to the most expensive page in the catalog and picking a custom piece.
Yeah. So, Rich, what have you learned in year one at your three restaurants? And have you successfully kind of blended the locals and the visitors? I think that can be a fun challenge oftentimes for hotel restaurants. You know, how do you effectively cater to the local business, but also obviously your core business, that's the patrons staying at your hotel?
Yeah, I mean, we're really fortunate that we have three distinct concepts, and really in opening an Autograph Collection, one of the things we do is we build our restaurants without necessarily tailoring them to the in-house guests. It really is your restaurants are tailored towards your community. And, you know, they're all unique experiences. So really that's how we concepted the outlets. You know, we have three distinct outlets. We have Kraft in El Cervo with, elevated pub food, which is, really works well for events at Fiserv. And then our rooftop El Cervo with the Italian concept and really the best views in Milwaukee. Both have done incredibly well, and they really kind of serve two distinct customers. Solomon's on the second floor has kind of been slower to build, but it's, a unique space. It's got some of the best views of Deer District, and it's really beautiful, and everybody that has events there just loves it. So they really have tailored really well to the market, and the interest has kind of been even beyond what we expected.
All right. What does it mean for the hotel to have the Antetokounmpo's store there? Has that become a destination, obviously, pre and post game? But it's truly a unique retail outlet.
Yeah, it truly is. We were so fortunate to have them approach us and with an interest in building their first store in North America, first store outside of Greece. And their story, their family story, and the grit and hard work and work ethic of their family and their journey is just such a great fit for the trade and the brand story that I had described. So they're obviously Giannis and his family are so visible in the city of Milwaukee and so well liked by the locals. It really has been just such a great addition to the Trade Hotel.
What's both Rich and Andy, what's your wish for future retail in the Deer District? I always like to ask this question.
I think the Bucks, they still have a lot of land there to develop. We are actually talking with them about doing a second hotel in the Deer District that would complement all the things, the good things they have going on right now. There's just so much opportunity there, and there's some exciting things happening. You're starting to see some of that development happening. The FBC Live concert event venue going under construction right now, just south of Pfizer Forum. That's going to be a good addition to the Deer District to be able to accommodate some of those smaller, you know, mid-size events that are too small for Pfizer Forum. And I think that's going to continue to activate and energize the Deer District.
All right. Very good. I appreciate your time. Rich Lunt, Andy Inman, thanks for joining us on the Tri-County Contracting Hotline. Happy one-year anniversary to the Trade Hotel. This is The Upswing presented by Horicon Bank.